boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Before the show happens, we always like to do a thing that we call show prepping. And we took that show prepping on the road because we wanted to get some dirty soda.
Mm-hmm.
And you were looking down at your phone, you're prepping the show, and out comes not just one bird, but two birds hit my car windshield at once. And you weren't even paying attention. I go, oh my God, two birds just hit me.
I thought somebody was throwing shoes at your windshield. I don't know why. That's what it like looked like.
And I'm like, does that mean something for not one but two birds to hit your windshield at the exact same time?
I have never seen anything of the sort. I've
same,
seen
same.
Birds run into windows, like very few times in my life where they run into like a big glass window.
Yeah.
I've never seen it happen on a windshield. So I Googled it because I'm like, this has got to mean something.
Good
in the
luck.
Universe.
Bad luck. Am I going to die? What does it mean?
Well, yeah, exactly that.
Wait, really?
Bad luck, omen of death. Good luck to you.
Wait, it means I'm going to die?
In some superstitions, a bird hitting your windshield is considered a sign of bad luck or an omen of death. So,
but I had two, though.
Double homicide. I don't know.
Wait, is Annabelle here?
I don't know. I feel
like it was the doll.
Is that you were driving and not me. I didn't see it happening. So you are going to die.
Will you drive me home? I don't feel safe now.
Well, it could be the death of something in your life or whatever.
What are you looking at?
Well, because I have a big fat light bulb.
Oh, Final Destination.
Yeah, like there's a giant light fixture up above me. I'm like, what if it falls on top of me? I am now panicked.
Well, I mean, you killed two innocent birds, so they're coming back for you. It all's the circle of life.
Well, there's a fat chance I'm going to die today during the show.
Well, okay, don't be dramatic.
Actually, do. You deserve it.
There's a big chance because not one, but two birds hit my windshield while we were driving today. And you looked it up. It means bad luck.
It means bad luck. Some say an omen of death. Okay.
Which means double my death today.
Like I said, double homicide. And I have never heard of this happening to anybody else. But Alexa, what do you know?
I had a hawk hit my window one time on the car on 380, and nobody died.
Nobody died. Okay, good.
I was pregnant, and I had my baby in the car, and we were all fine.
Okay,
but
good.
It scares me enough. It shattered my window, but everybody was good.
Okay, great. So then I'm not too... You're making me feel better, then. I might not die this afternoon.
I know. You'll be great. You'll be totally great. But it is terrifying.
You're all I need, all I need, all I need. Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
This new TikTok trend has people practicing for crime. For crime!
I haven't practiced!
Like, if I say it again, it'll disappear.
I gotta work on my practicing.
This new TikTok trend has people practicing to be criminals because it's people who have a...
This is my kind of TikTok trend.
It is. People who are related to cops. Most of the time, it's girls who are dating or are married to a cop or their dad's a cop. So what they do is they're seeing if their dad slash husband slash boyfriend, brother, whatever, whoever it is, cop, can catch them. So they set it up where they're like evading the police. They're running away and they're seeing if their cop person can catch up with them and restrain them and act like they are getting arrested. I've seen versions of both where they do get caught.
Really?
Uh-huh. Where they get caught up and they get tackled and all the things. And then I saw one of this girl, her dad, he's a detective. Okay, so I don't think detectives...
Do detectives have to run?
Not normally.
Does that mean unknowing? Do they have to run after anybody?
I'm sure it's not unheard of, but normally they are
detecting, okay? They're doing detective work. I don't know. I don't think that's their normal running thing. So he didn't get, he wasn't able to catch her. And then the clip afterwards, he was limping.
Oh, no.
He's like, I think that I pulled a hamstring. I don't know any cops.
You're not related to any?
I'm not related to any cops, but I want to try. Can I sign up to try? I'm not going to commit
All
a crime.
Right. Cedar Rapids Police Department. She would like, dude, pull in.
Dude,
Cedar Rapids Police Department, pull in.
Do you guys?
Do you know our address? Pull in.
Do they do, I mean, I know they do like trainings and stuff.
They better pull in.
Do they do trainings for runners? People that be trying to,
I swear to God,
go on a
they
foot chase?
I... Do you got running shoes on today?
They
do not
really.
Pull in today. I
have
a ton
of shoes. I don't, but you know, when
would you really chase, would you let them chase after you?
Yeah. And this is probably a crime committing outfit. I'm not going to be wearing my runners if I'm committing a crime. You can't plan that out.
That's true. You can't like pick a good outfit for it.
Although if I were to rob a bank, maybe I would wear my running shoes. I'm thinking about this way too hard.
You really are. Here's the thing. I am related to a police officer.
Really?
And I'll tell you right now, they would get me in a matter of 2 seconds. I'd be down in a count. I'm not even going to do this challenge with them because they're going to get me. And I know they're going to be, because we're too close.
Yeah.
They're going to get me and they're going to tackle me down.
Yeah, you just cry to get out of it, probably.
You're right.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I will only be answering to Daddy because I have upgraded my dad mode. Okay. You know how it's been around my house. I'm into the lawn care and now I'm into grilling.
What?
Well,
I did not expect you to say that.
Here's the thing. I told you before we left for our long holiday weekend, I really want to grill. It's Memorial Day. It only feels right to throw some burgers on the grill. However, that's normally not my job, or is it my duty? I helped Curly, my boyfriend, clean off the grill. And I mean, my hands were charred. I had grease. I had sweat. I hosed the thing down. I helped him take it apart. And I think I'm officially a dad.
That, honestly, coming from you, I'm really shocked. Because I do also love grilling.
Yeah.
So I'm really shocked to hear that's coming from you.
And then I didn't even help him grill. I just wanted to help him clean it.
That's it? That's all you did? You just clean?
Yeah.
So you're the cleaner?
Yeah, that was my introduction.
So you didn't cook?
No. Because I don't know how to turn it on.
Taylor.
But I cleaned it. I got all the grease off of it, so next time I'll take another baby step.
And it's a gas one, not a grill one? Or like charcoal one, I should say? Okay.
There's a big gas tank.
So it's gas.
Because I moved it.
If your boyfriend is like really into nature, your taste buds have to be ready at any point in time. Why are you looking at me like?
Because I don't know what that means.
Let me explain. My boyfriend, neighbor man, is really, really like into nature. Like this man can tell you what any flower is, any tree, any bird.
Mm-hmm.
He is so into it. And then there's me. I'm like, what's that bird? It's blue. Couldn't tell you. I don't know nothing about nature.
Yeah.
I don't like dirt, okay?
Right.
So there's like two opposites here. And yesterday, we went on a little bike ride, right? And this isn't just yesterday. It's all the freaking time. He's like, ooh, look at that flower. I want you to pick it. I'm like, okay. So I picked the flower. And he goes, all right, now taste it. He does this all the time, Taylor. And because he's the love of my life, I'll do it. But here's the thing. For him, he's like, ooh, taste it. What's that taste like? It tastes like mint, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He does this all the time. It will be like a flower. It'll be like a leaf or whatever. For him, it tastes like mint. For me, instantly, I go, yeah, I bet you a bird doo-dooed on that. Or like,
oh, God.
Or like a
that.
Bug did that. I can't help but think that thing. But I'm like, you know what? I got to do this for him because I love him. But it's like, I instantly think of that kind of stuff when I put it in my mouth.
Instantly think he's trying to kill you. I hope he's very confident in what is poisonous and what is not
poisonous.
That's
what I'm nervous about. I'm like, at one point in time, he's going to have me pick something and it's poison ivy or it's a blueberry of some sort. But really, it's the death of me.
It's like a big trust exercise, I think. To see how far you're willing
to go.
Would
you do any of this?
No, I shove it in his mouth.
I got to find my wig, the red nose, some serious blush, purple eyeshadow and be ready to go by 8 o'clock when my boyfriend neighbor man gets home so he could see this clown in full makeup because I, in fact, lost the bet.
Let's catch up. Destiny was stupidly convinced, along with half of America, I think, that Taylor Swift was going to announce Reputation, Taylor's version, at the AMAs last night. First of all, who cares about the AMAs? Respectfully.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
Who cares about the AMAs? I was asleep at 7 o'clock. I didn't watch.
Can we talk about that? Because I wish I would have saw this video before I made the stupid bet.
She didn't even show up.
Yeah, no. Which was, I was watching these two people. They must have been like on a podcast of some sort. They're like, if anyone thinks she's actually going to announce Reputation, you are dumb. Because they were like, and I was like, it's me. I'm dumb. They were like, you have to look at who's performing at the AMAs. You got like unknown artists.
I'm saying.
And you got J-Lo.
Oh, God.
Do it like she's the like the host. If you had better like hot artists, you know, it would make more sense. She didn't even show up.
She didn't show up. Destiny thought she was going to announce it at the AMAs as of Friday last week. She made a bet with her boyfriend, Neighborman. If she announces it, he has to hear every stupid, dumb theory that she ever has about Taylor Swift again. If she's wrong, which in fact she was, she has to wear clown makeup.
And I have to shut up about all these Easter eggs and theories moving forward.
I woke up chipper this morning. Like I said, I fell asleep on the couch at 7:30. So I Googled Taylor Swift Reputation. And guess what came up? She didn't announce it. So I'm like,
I just want you to see. Okay, here's what here. Do you want me to set this like the thing last night? I was on the couch. I have the AMAs on my phone. On the iPad, I've got like my cross-stitching design. I'm cross-stitching. And I hear J-Lo go, well, that's it. Good night. And I'm like, it's only 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. No, it's not good night. Where's Taylor Swift? Where's her award? Where's Reputation? And I look at Neighbor Man, and I've never seen a more stupid smile in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And he just picks the wig up and the red nose, and he goes, I'll see this on you tomorrow.
I think you should take a video.
What? Why a video? I mean, I thought I was just doing a photo.
Well, you can do that, but I, for my own sake, I want to know what his reaction is.
Oh, okay.
To the clown makeup.
I'll hide a camera like they do in like TikToks,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And then I'll have it ready to go for when he walks in and I'm just dressed as a freaking clown.
And I'll be sure to post the photo on our socials tomorrow. Make sure you're following us at Z102.9 everywhere.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I do believe that you should actually be over here paying your respects for the murder.
Is somebody dead?
You hit two birds with your car.
I think they're alive. Will you knock it off?
I'm just saying, every bird that flies by, I can't help but wonder, are they grieving? Was that their mom or dad? Their brother or sister?
Stop it. You stop being so dramatic.
Their aunt or their uncle.
Okay. You're not even the one who saw it. You were...
No, it scared the crap out of me, quite honestly. If you didn't hear, Destiny's a murderer because we were driving to get dirty sodas, as we do, and two birds flew into the windshield of her car.
You know what we need to do?
Is this really an appropriate time to be playing Post Malone? I'm talking about grieving birds.
Yes, it is. It is always an appropriate time to play Post Malone. Now, will you hear me out?
I suppose.
We need to do exactly what we do here at Z102.9 on my car. Because I don't want to hit two birds again. Again, I think they're alive. I think they're well. I did not kill any aunts or uncles, mommies or daddies, brothers and sissies.
Well, I'm okay? Just saying, you didn't turn around to see if they were okay.
I did!
No, you didn't.
Looked in the rearview mirror, okay? Here's the thing. We need to do what we do here at Z102.9 on my car. And the front of the building, Loretta has put at the very top of the windows a picture of Post Malone.
Yeah.
Because we had a problem with birds flying into the windows and hurting themselves.
Yeah.
So she put a scary photo of something else and then a Post Malone. And you know what happened? When you put Post Malone up, the bird stopped going into the windows. And I find that disrespectful that the birds think that Post Malone is scary, but it worked. And so you know what I was thinking? We're going to put a picture of Post Malone on my windshield. Not too big, because I got to be able to drive and I don't want to get pulled over.
This sounds just like something that you want to do.
Well, yeah, of course, because I want Post Malone.
You don't feel bad for the murders, and you just want to put a picture of your imaginary boyfriend in your windshield.
See, it's a win-win. I win.
For you.
And they win.
I think you need to come over here and pay your respects.
If you could have the most untraditional wedding ceremony, we're talking about not at a church, not at your normal wedding venue. We're talking about those stories you hear at, like, Aldi. Somebody had a wedding at an Aldi.
Or Taco Bell. That was a thing. People kept doing Taco Bell weddings.
That's epic.
It is epic.
Where would that untraditional wedding ceremony be? Let us know. 319-200-1029. Because I was a guest at an untraditional wedding ceremony this weekend and I had no idea. I was a guest at a Renaissance Fair wedding. Not just one. Not just two. There was like five people getting married.
Like five couples?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw. Okay, so what happened was, is me and neighbor man, my boyfriend, we were enjoying our beautiful turkey leg. By the way, you can win tickets all this week with Chad Taylor, 10 until 3, to go to the exact same Renaissance Fair in the Amana. It's so cool.
Yeah.
We're enjoying our turkey leg, and we see these, like, group of people. Some have swords. Some are, like, these knights. Some are pirates. All dressed up. People are dressed to the nine, okay? And they're like walking. Turn hoot. And they're like walking. And then next thing I know, they're like stacked in a row and they're like swords up. And then beautiful bride. This first started with a bride and a groom. And she had the most beautiful black dress. I was like, ooh, I want your dress. Let me know if I can have that later. And then just more. Just couples coming down. I was like, oh, we're in a wedding. We're in a wedding. Can I catch the bouquet?
Oh, my God.
Me next, please.
So did they all get married at the same time?
I have no idea. I missed the wedding part.
Why? What are you doing? I want to know.
I'm going to the fair again this weekend.
My next follow-up question, since you have no answers to my first one, is, was there a photographer and is there a photo of you in the background of their wedding just chomping on a turkey leg? I got to know.
We want to know, where would you have an untraditional wedding ceremony? Call us and tell us all about it at 319-200-1029.
Where would you do it, Daryl?
It's not where I would, I guess. My wife and I got married at Old McDonald's Farm in Cedar Rapids.
No way. That's Beaver Park. Cool.
Yeah.
Did they have any animals there?
They did. We didn't incorporate them, but we did get married there.
That is
I
so
love
cool.
that. You just unlocked a new dream of mine.
That's awesome.
I'm serious. I guess I never even considered doing it at Old McDonald's is like a petting zoo.
Uh-huh.
You know I love animals.
You've always wanted a farm.
I think that would be a really great idea.
No, would you do it on a farm?
I don't know. I guess maybe.
Like, I wonder if people rent out their farms.
Probably. See, but then now we're leaning into traditional. And that's really not that
weird.
How is
that traditional?
I don't know. I bet there's farmers out there who have been like, yeah, I got married in my field.
But that's not traditional for you.
No, it wouldn't.
You're a city girl.
No, most people would not expect that.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't traditional for you. I'm like, if I got an invite from Taylor and it goes, all right,
in
we're
going to
be petting cows in I don't know.
No, it would make no sense.
And horses. And you're going to milk a cow.
Not quite. Now, let me tell you how different this is from my other original answers. When I was thinking about this, if I had to pick a store, I'd pick Target. And I would hope that they would give me like a red card for life or something for getting married there. But my real, like, honest, weird, untraditional place I think I would have a wedding ceremony, a car wash.
I'm sorry.
A car wash. Let me tell you why. Because we got, max, like, four passengers. That's all I need. The officiant, the witness, and my guy. You know how I feel about wanting to get married in private.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay. It's beautiful. It smells good. It's fast. I do not need a long ceremony.
I mean, the colors are beautiful.
I'm saying it smells like fresh
cotton.
Do
you have a car wash in the one you're thinking of?
No, and I also don't want to be the driver because I get anxiety.
So who's driving? Because it can't be
the witness.
No, I was going to say it can't be the ordain or whoever.
The officiant?
The officiant, because they got to read something, you know?
Yeah, just read what's necessary.
I call being in the back where you can't even see me.
I don't know. It depends how many seats we have open.
Went to the Renaissance Fair this weekend, and I was a guest to a wedding I had no idea I was a part of.
I love this music. I would get married to this music.
I would too.
It's so happy.
I would get married at a Renaissance Fair.
Not many people probably can say they have.
No, 100%. And we want to know, where would you have an untraditional wedding ceremony?
Call us and tell us at 319-200-1029. Katie, where would you have your wedding?
Well, I actually had my first wedding at a mini golf course.
Ooh.
With an officiant that I found on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we want the tea. Spill it all. How did it go?
Well, actually, we didn't even invite any family members or anything. It was just our two witnesses, and we went, and it was in front of one of those, like, Chinese windmill-looking ones. The house is really pretty, and then the guys were like, hey, here's a free round of mini golf.
I love that. That is awesome, actually. Wait, did you go, did you play mini golf right after? Because I totally would.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Nice, nice.
Amazing. See, I'm competitive, so unfortunately we would play mini golf, and if I lost,
divorce.
Annulled. The wedding never happened, respectfully. Chloe, where would you have your untraditional wedding?
We got married on the rooftop of the downtown library.
What? I've heard the views up there are fantastic.
It was stunning.
And did you read any great books after?
No, but our photographer kept getting pictures in the library, and of course we didn't aim for the romance section because we weren't that smart. So our wedding photo, like one of my favorite ones, is it's got the word technology in the back because that was the section of books that we were in.
Oh, that's funny.
Do you get like free, like if you were to like return
free
a book,
library card?
Yeah, free library card, or like if you return a book late, do you get a pass on that now?
No, no, not that I know of. I haven't tried pushing my luck.
Dang it!
The girlies on Book Talk would love that. They would.
They
I'm
would
saying
eat that up. They would eat that up.
Hmm.
I will tell you this: where Neverman and I do plan on having like if we're gonna do anything, it's gonna be like a courthouse wedding. Eventually, one day we do want to get married in Thailand, but. What we're going to do, courthouse wedding, and then our wedding ceremony or wedding reception or whatever, it's not traditional. What we want to do is have it where our first date was, which is Need Pizza. So it's not traditional at all.
Delicious.
And then we're going to order a keg of our...
Sick.
She's like, say no more, I'll be there.
I mean, you had me.
Of our first drink that we had, and we're going to have like all of our favorite pizzas from there. And then people could just enjoy all of our favorite pizzas. And it's just, that's what we're going to, am I going to wear a white dress at Need Pizza? You're darn right I am. Well,
I
everybody's
would expect
wearing
more.
Like their normal clothes, like sweatpants.
You mean I don't have to dress up? I'm there.
I'm having a real hard time because I don't have anything to watch after finally catching up on all of my secret lives and Mormon wives.
I also finished.
You did? I feel like I'm like, what do I do with my life now? Well, I know they're going to come out with more episodes. That's at least what I can tell.
Clearly left on a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. Clearly going to be a part two. It's just a matter of when. I'm in the same spot. I have a week until Love Island starts. I have no will to live right now because I'm in between shows, you know? So in that moment over the weekend when I finished on Saturday by 10 a.m., I decided I would start rewatching Gossip Girl because I like that show. I don't know. And to be honest, if Neighborman got into Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, your boyfriend, my boyfriend Curly was locked into Gossip Girl.
Really?
And he wasn't even watching from the beginning because it's kind of one of those shows that you like don't really need to pay attention to. By the time he had gotten home from work, he was like, are you going to turn on Gossip Girl? I'm like, oh, so you seem to be interested. We're eating dinner and his brother's upstairs and I look over and both of them are just staring at the screen because there's so much dumb drama in that show that they were absolutely loving it. So I will recommend that.
Okay. Can I be honest with you on two things? One, I did try Gossip Girl.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Because everybody tells me I would love Gossip Girl just by knowing who I am. They're like, oh my God, you would love Gossip Girl. I tried the very first episode and I struggled.
The original or the remake?
I don't know. It had Blake Lively in it. Okay, does that tell you everything you need to know? Okay. And I struggled. I was like, this is so boring. And I just kept catching me on my phone. So I know I probably, it's like one of those things. You just need to get through the first season, I'm sure. But man, that first episode, I was struggling. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't get past that. Number two. I don't know if it's probably because we're all mad at Blake Lively right now. Mm-hmm. Is that the problem?
That's why I wanted to watch it, to be honest.
Oh, because we hate her right now?
Well, because there's so many rumors of how difficult she is to work with. I also know that everybody on that show hated each other while they were filming it. So I wanted to go back and watch and see if I could tell. The acting, horrible.
Can you tell? Terrible. See, now knowing that, you make me want to watch
it. I know.
It's kind of like I'm watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Exactly.
There's a little bit of drama.
And it's just bad acting. This is what it really is. I think you should try it with that in mind, knowing everybody hated each other.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
And that Serena was the worst to work with.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like when we were in middle school, high school, we were like, oh my gosh, someday in the future, you're going to be able to make a completely fake boyfriend.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2025, where that is absolutely possible. On TikTok, of all places, there's this filter that's going around that is quite honestly disturbing, because you can make your own boyfriend appear by using this filter. So basically, it's on CapCut, which is a really popular editing app that people can use through TikTok, and people will post a selfie and then it will edit and refresh the photo to have a good looking hunk of a man hanging on to your waist in the photo.
Okay, so are people gonna use this to make it, because like you just showed me, this girl is like just standing there, next thing it kind of popped up a man wrapped around her waist.
Mm-hmm.
Are people going to use this to, like, fake they're in a relationship on, like, Instagram?
I don't know. I don't know if it's to make, like, an ex jealous. Like, oh,
girl,
hard launch.
I would have been doing this.
Or maybe for family members. Everybody's had that single period in their life where your family's like, Destiny, are you ever going to find anyone? And you're like, I'm trying, Nana.
No, I'd do this. Not 100%.
Most people that I've seen,
I do this to make everybody jealous. Mostly the exes.
Here's
where
the
was
problem.
This after my big breakup?
That's the first thing I thought of. However, here's the I did think of that for you. It's AI, right? So AI is only as good as AI can be.
Well, what I would have done is do it to fake that the relationship never ended. Because I
to
didn't
put your ex in photos. That is some sort of twisted.
No, but more that I didn't want to have the tough conversation.
I wasn't
ready to have those conversations that the breakup happened.
Oh, so you're going to send it in the family group chat like us at the market, and it's just an AI
because
photo?
Because people were questioning me. Like, there were family members and there were friends and there were even coworkers that are like, who caught on?
Yeah.
And were like, hey, is everything okay? I wasn't ready for that conversation yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I wasn't ready to be like, yes, the engagement is off. Yes.
Right.
I'm going through a difficult time. I didn't want to have it. Where was this when I didn't?
Well, I'll tell you, the only problem is because it's AI, sometimes the dudes be showing up with like six fingers or like the watch looks
you know
like
what?
It's melting.
Some of my friends ain't smart enough to realize there's six fingers right there.
I'm saying I'll send you the link.
I don't need it right now.
Well, I don't want you to yell at me for not telling you about it. If you ever need it again.
You know what? Just in case. Because I really don't want to have tough conversations later in life. But I think we're fine right now.
You know what? I need to go look at your latest picture with Neighbor Man to see if he has six fingers.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You ever do something with your partner like, how on earth did we not end up in like a fight or something? This just calls for like, I don't know, a bicker of some sort.
Building furniture. Your turn.
Yes. How do you not fight building furniture?
You can't. It's like required.
No, 100%. Well, this weekend we went on a little bit of an adventure, and that is those two-person bicycles.
Yeah, is it a tandem bike?
I think that's what it's called, yeah. We borrowed his, it's his mom's bicycle. It's like a two-person one. And you would think in my mind, at least for me, that it would cause a fight of some sort. Now, we don't hardly ever have like a bickering moment. But think about it, right? You have to think of, like, you have to bike, right? You got to pedal. Mm-hmm. Someone might be pedaling more than the other. Mm-hmm. Only one person gets to steer. At least this one. I don't know about all bikes, okay? I like two-person bikes. Only one person gets to steer. Tell me how you can get along when it comes to this. Well, we did. Mm-hmm. We had a blast. Because you want to know why? Because I played passenger princess.
So you were in the back, clearly.
I was. Well, you were not going to let me steer.
Well, I don't
or
know.
Or let me be in control of the brakes. But this bike, they rigged it up and they like totally put on a motor. It's not supposed to have like a motor, but they totally did it. It's got like a motor on it. They got like we can go up to like 20 miles per hour.
Okay, so you cheated.
100%. And so neighbor man, my boyfriend, he's like, you know, putting the speed on it and he did pedal. And sometimes I did. Yeah, of course. If I felt
you
like
you didn't even pedal.
Sometimes I did. If we were going up a hill, I would maybe put some effort into it. But uh-huh. not all the time. Sometimes I just sat back there and enjoyed the views.
No.
What?
I would never ever be able to do this. Well, because I think I would put in effort. I don't want to feel like I'm contributing. But then I would be like, can we take a break?
We went for 9 miles one way, turned around 9 miles the other, 18 miles.
You said we.
Well, he did most of the work.
You pedaled for...
He pedaled, but he also had the thingy to make it go. Okay, the motor. Did he really bicycle? No.
Did you bicycle at all?
No, if you look at my Snapchat, I was Snapchatting the whole time.
You know what? Now that you say that, I do recall seeing that. Food from your childhood can bring back memories so quick. And as an adult, it just hits different. And I bring it up because I had Alphabet French fries this weekend. Don't look at me like that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You've never had an Alphabet French fry?
No.
Okay, let me just explain to you. No. The process here, this is so sad. I went to the grocery store.
I had Alphabet soup.
Also fantastic.
And I would try to like, you know, get as much of like the alphabet in order on your spoon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking French fries, though. I was at the grocery store this weekend, and I'm like, okay, we're going to grill. We're going to do burgers on the grill. I obviously want some French fries to make in the oven or the air fryer or whatever. And we're going through the aisle, and Curly, my boyfriend, goes, no way, Alphabet fries. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so awesome. Can we do it, please? Please, Dad, please? And we did. So they're like,
call him Dad. Sorry.
Oh, when he's acting like my dad, I do.
Okay, but it's kind of like that really just tripped me up right there.
A lot of people, because we talked about these too, me and him, the smiley face fries. Did you ever have those?
I only had those when they were in like the little TV dinner kind of things.
Yeah, there was those, but these were in the shape of alphabet letters, and not only were they delicious and amazing, but it's so fun because you can spell out inappropriate things and there's
Jeez,
no
Louise,
parents
Taylor.
To yell at you.
I guess you spelled out poop, didn't you?
No,
because I would.
I did bake them in an inappropriate word though on the pan.
You have to tell me after the break because I want to know. I think I might have been too poor to afford this. I do.
I found them at Aldi.
Oh,
there's nothing fancy about them.
No, but you know what? You instantly made me think that would go well with these.
Huh.
And I would kill to get this back. The ketchup that was colored.
Oh, yeah.
The purple ketchup. I can't remember what other colors.
So disgusting.
But the day they bring that back is the day I will go to the store and get that. Do I need it? No. But do I want it?
You
yes.
You probably make it yourself.
With
food coloring?
It's not the same, Taylor. I want purple ketchup.
I suppose you should write a letter.
With my inappropriate spelled.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I was definitely not dressed the way I probably should have been to the wedding I went to this weekend. Well, wait, I had no idea I was at a wedding this weekend. Mm. I was going to a Renaissance fair in the Amanas. And next thing I know, there's not one, not two, but multiple couples having their wedding there.
Getting married
at the Renaissance Fair. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. It's an untraditional wedding venue, wedding place. And it kind of had us talking all afternoon. What's that one place that's like totally untraditional that you would be like, Yeah, I want to get married there.
Yeah, why not? Erin, what's that place for you?
I would have a Viking wedding in the middle of a pine forest.
Wait, okay, so what does that entail exactly?
So Viking weddings would traditionally be candlelit, and instead of a wedding gown, we would wear a, from what I understand, it's like a skin-down cape, white dress, and instead of rings to seal the vows, we have woven cloth that we wrap around each other's wrists, and as the sun sets, we say our vows, and at the end of it, we have our ceremony in the middle of the woods, and it's pretty much just a giant party.
I'm down.
Can we be invited?
That's cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that sounds like the coolest thing ever.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.